I'm Chevy, and today let's discuss this show's future on YouTube. Hello, friends. Welcome to the shed. It is Friday. I'm excited about that for some reason. Usually I get really excited for Mondays because I get to go do stuff at work and problem solve things that I've thought about all weekend, but I'm excited it's Friday. I think I've got some plans this weekend to make a few things that need done, but mostly I'm excited about spending some time on this show over the weekend. And the reason is, last night I had a phone call with a wonderful person from YouTube. I got an email Wednesday night while I was playing games that was like, hey, I'm such and such from YouTube, I'd like to talk to you. And I was like, okay. So we set up a meeting and they called me last night. And apparently it was something I had signed up for, like a new program or something. I'm not sure. If you're not a YouTube creator, when you log into YouTube as a creator, you have this dashboard and it gives you like, hey, we're going to be in DC doing a seminar. Hey, we're going to do this. Or you should check out this online resource. And so I always just check that stuff out because I'm constantly curious about how YouTube works. And so I've taken a ton of online classes with YouTube. I spend some time in the YouTube creator community and stuff like that. So apparently I've signed up for something at some point and I got into this program where it's essentially like a collaboration. And last night was kind of the introduction to the program, which involved a consultation on how I'm doing things here on the show, how I'm doing things on the actual YouTube page, how I'm titling and branding the show, and how I can increase my viewer count. And after talking with her, she had some really amazingly awesome tips. And I really started looking, I've told you before, I've looked at my analytics in the past. And while I'm not in this show with an attempt to make money, I'm in this show to have meaningful conversations with other people. I am interested in growing the channel, obviously. I would be lying to you if I said that wasn't the truth. I am interested in growing the channel, so I'm looking at ways to make that happen, and my collaboration with her, my discussion with her about the things that I could do to help that really hit home. I looked at my channel. This is the end of 4 months of this, 80 episodes. Today is the 80th episode. I'm extremely proud of that, and really, my view counts for this show have stagnated. They haven't gone up or down in months. And that's a good and bad thing. First of all, that means that I am interesting enough that 50 to 60 of you want to watch my episodes on a regular basis. But that also means I'm not doing something right. Because after 4 months, that number should show steady growth. There should be more positive growth. Maybe I should have 75 views per video or 100 videos, but whatever. Doesn't matter what the metric is. The truth is my lines, if you go look at my analytics, it's flat. So I need to change a few things. I need to start writing more descriptive descriptions, be more verbose so that the Google search has a easier time finding my channel and recommending my videos. I need to be more efficient with my titles. And currently the one thing that she said to me was, it looks like you're writing your description for your subscribers, and that's not who you should be writing a description for. You should be writing your description for people who are new, and why would I want to watch this video? Let me read about it. And she's right. I've kept it short and sweet because for most of you, you're not clicking on my description and reading. So I really should be writing that out as verbose as possible. You know, I'm not going to sit down and type out the entire conversation, but write more details that Google can use to find my videos. So that's one change that's going to happen as of next week. My video titling schemes will get more, I don't want to say trendy, but they're definitely going to be more aggressively targeting search results. My descriptions are going to get larger. I'm going to have more robust, full descriptions of the conversation for the day. I'm going to have more calls to action in my descriptions, more links to videos, more, asking for you to comment or whatever. So that's going to happen. I'm going to build out series playlists of, like, this is the woodworking series, this is the board game series, this is the news series, whatever. More playlists means that more people will stay on my channel longer. So I just want to be upfront with you, because you guys, the 50 or 60 of you that watch my show every day, you are the ones I've made this show for. And I don't want to be dishonest with you and tell you that I'm like, I have this altruistic goal of just being this YouTube guy who talks to you 60 people. The truth is, I want to grow, period. And I'm going to start taking measures to do that. I will never, ever be clickbaity. That I'm not going to do that. I don't care how much that could make me potentially, as I don't care. I'm not going to be clickbaity. Let's just take that off the table. But I will be more topical, especially for current events and news, because I do have strong feelings about current events and news. I know I've barely touched on any of the major things that have happened in the last 4 months, like Dallas. And I've done that because I don't want to impose myself, I'm just another talking head, right? But I think that sort of stuff needs to be said. I need to say it. And if there is value to be gained by people on YouTube, then I'm going to put it out there. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've also changed the way ads work on this channel. You're no longer going to get those crappy ads that pop up right here and block half the show. I hate those ads. When I'm watching videos, I hate them. And I just decided to get rid of those. I don't care if they make me money. They're going away. And I probably, honestly, Monday, I might just disable ads completely. There's no point in having ads on when the 50 people are watching, because that just means that it's more work for you to watch my video, and that's not what I want. Now, if the channel does take off to the point that it could be lucrative, then I'll turn them back on. But we'll see. I might leave them on, I might not. I'll wait for you to tell me. Put your comments about that down below. Should I leave them on? Should I take them off? I might just leave on only like the little sidebar ads that nobody ever clicks on. What else is going to change on Monday? Oh, I'll be turning on Patreon at some point this weekend, and I think you'll probably get a subscription notification of the video. I don't think I'm going to make it private, so you'll see that video pop up at some point this weekend, and then I'll be talking about that experience on Monday. Still not sure how I feel about it, but I'm going to do it. Enough of you encouraged me. So there's that. I did have one viewer question for this week, and that was TR Knight, I believe. I think. Saw my fishing shirt that said, "Yo, fish, bite me," and asked if I liked fishing, and I told him I would answer today. The answer is yes, I love fishing. Fishing is one of the few hobbies that I've retained from my childhood and still actively, well, still participate in. I actually have not been fishing in like 2 or 3 years. Jamie and I went through an extremely rough period a few years ago, like 3 or 4 years ago. And ever since that time, I've made more of an effort to choose hobbies like this one that I can do from home, where I'm not need to be separated from my family for periods of time. And fishing is one of those things that I love fishing. My girls don't. And so it's not like I could take them fishing with me. If I went fishing, it was going to be an all-day event where I go, you know, stream fishing for 4 or 5 hours and then that's it. And I would rather spend time with them. So I made that decision. Someday I'll get back to fishing. What kinds of fishing? I like all fishing. I haven't found a form of fishing that I don't like, but specifically trout and smallmouth bass, like stream fishing is my absolute favorite. So I did want to address that. No mail this week. Send me some mail. Just send me a letter. Just say hi. Send me a postcard. I have postcards. I'll send you one back. It's like 30 cents. Just say hi. That's all I'm asking for. I'm not asking you to send me, you know, valuables to hang up on the wall. The contact information, you can find that in the description or go to thedailyshed.com/contact. That's all I got for today. Wow. I'm sure that was loud for you because it was right under the mic. That's all I got for today. I just wanted to talk to you about the future of the show. No panics. It's going to continue. There's no way you're stopping me from doing this. But I am consciously looking to grow the show. I still need your help for that. Every thumbs up you give me, every comment you give me, every subscription you give me, and every time you share my videos, those all make me more visible to Google, which means that I could be ranked higher in search results when people are looking for certain things, and that helps me tremendously. So please continue to share, comment, like everything that you've been doing. I love you guys for that. I love having conversations every day with you. Thank you. Today's random fact comes from Wikipedia.org. Haven't been Wikipedia for a while. Why do bulls have nose rings? A bull may be led by a rope tied through the ring. Although a halter, head collar, that's like the thing, is usually also used so as not to rely unduly on the nose ring for control. If the bull has horns, the lead rope may also be fastened around those horns and then passed down through the nose ring. Could you imagine, like, I don't know if any of you have one of those studs in your nose. Could you imagine, like, being pulled around like that? I don't know if, do cow noses, are they, like, extremely tough? It's gonna hurt.